Joining me on the phone now is Roy Barron. Roy is a guide with the OPW up there at the Phoenix Park. Good afternoon, Roy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all, Roy. Listen, Roy, thanks for taking the time to come on and chat to us this morning. You've got a big event coming up this weekend, Living History Weekend at the Phoenix Park.
That's right, at the Visitor Centre here, Mark. Its title is Military Life, and it's going to cover a multi-period of eras throughout military history. History is long associated with the Phoenix Park. So we'll have groups representing World War One, World War Two. We'll also have the Irish Medal Society. We'll have the Dublin Artillery Association. We'll have the British Legion, who are bringing a special flag that was once used in the Phoenix Park. So there'll be something for everybody here at the Visitor Centre Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of September.
Yeah, it's not like reenactments or anything. It's not that kind of thing, is it? Like people reenacting battles and stuff like that.
That's correct, Mark. No, it's not. Yeah. It's more to do with living history. The people will be dressed in period uniform, and they will explain the era that they represent, so people can engage with them, and it's open to children as well. We'll also have the Irish Wild Geese Wargaming Club, and they'll be doing a representation of a tabletop battle of Waterloo and Trafalgar as well, and they'll be based in the Visitor Centre here.
Yeah, because as you mentioned at the start there, I mean, the park is kind of steeped in military history. I mean, we're all familiar with the monument, you know, most of us would be aware that it's the Wellington Monument, you know, celebrating some of the great battles back then, the Trafalgar, I think, is that right?
It would be Waterloo.
Waterloo, I beg your pardon.
Yeah. The Duke of Wellington, the reason that probably the Wellington Monument ended up in the park, its original location, it was supposed to go in St. Stephen's Green Park, but the monument at that stage was designed too big for the park, and the residents who surrounded the green at the time objected, so they decided to locate it in the Phoenix Park, which is probably a good place to put it, because the Duke of Wellington was actually a chief secretary here in the park, and he would have lived at where the Deerfield House, where the American ambassador lives today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and anybody who drives around to be familiar with the pillboxes that are around the park there as well. Is that the right word for them?
That's right. Well, the magazine fort.
The magazine fort, yeah.
The magazine fort, yeah. That was built in 1734, Mark, to house the British military artillery shells. It was their magazine where they kept all their ammunition.
Yeah.
And was one of the first locations in Dublin to see action in 1916, because the rebels in 1916 actually attacked the magazine fort and tried to blow up the arsenal. Unfortunately, their bombs didn't go off, so they didn't do much damage.
Yeah, there was a lot of that about at the time, wasn't there? Stuff
was,
not
indeed.
Going on, whatever. In general, just broaden it out a little bit, Roy, if I can. I mean, there's stuff going on in the park all the time. Maybe sometimes people aren't aware of it. It's a wonderful amenity we have right in the middle of a big city like Dublin, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, Mark. I mean, the park it's the largest enclosed park in Europe, 1,752 acres in size, and it's protected. It's a National Historic Park. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's a sort of, we have sporting history in the park. We have cricket, we have polo, Gaelic football, soccer pitches are used on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So it really is a family-friendly park to use, and it's been in existence for over 350 years.
Yeah, and even the sporting side of it, I only watched a documentary somewhere recently about the cricket, and I think the Phoenix Park is one of the first places in Dublin that cricket was ever played.
That's right. It was originally, the first game was played at the Viceregal Lodge, as it was called then, the home of the Lord Lieutenant, which is now Orsnoogdron, the home of our President. We have the second oldest cricket club in the world. It was established in 1830.
Yeah, it really is a fabulous amenity. And obviously it's a constant job of, you know, maintaining the park and keeping it in the condition it's in and stuff like that. How difficult a job is it sometimes? I would imagine with the changing of the seasons and stuff like that, we're coming into autumn now. Obviously, the thing now will be the trees shedding their leaves and that and everything else. I imagine even just that is a massive job, is it?
It is. We have a management plan in the park, which was instituted in 2011. And the person in charge of the park is the Chief Park Superintendent of Ireland, Margaret Gormley. And she helped initiate that plan. Mm-hmm. So that includes tree management, particularly in the winter where you have high winds where trees might lose a branch.
Yeah.
So when you have a lot of public in the park, you have to maintain a safe environment for them to come and experience the park.
Yeah, yeah. In the last couple of years, one of the big events now, that, and actually it's getting bigger and bigger every year, is Bloom. That's been a massive success up there, hasn't it?
It's been one of the success stories of the Phoenix Park, and it's brought so many visitors to the Phoenix Park. They come from all over the country, and in fact from England and Europe, to attend the Bloom Show, which in size is now starting to grow in comparison with the Chelsea Flower Show in London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, and again, I suppose that all plays into, as you say, people coming from overseas, visitors, and it all helps to bring more prosperity to the city, and bringing the tourists more prosperity to the city, which is good all around then.
It is. We have many tourists coming straight from the harbour, straight up in the coaches, right into the Phoenix Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they're viewing, as you just mentioned, the Wellington Monument, the Papal Cross here on the 15 acres, and not to forget our wild deer herd in the park here. Fallow deer, and at Christmas we do a meet the reindeer with the deer keeper in December, and that'll be going up on our website shortly, the dates and times of that.
Yeah.
phoenixpark.ie.
It was an interesting one about the deer, and I only learned it a couple of years ago. Is it right in when the deer are in fawn and stuff, that's the right phrase, that is the grass has to be left high?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Because the fawns, when they're born, their mothers hide them in the grass.
Yeah.
Away from predators, where there's no real natural predators for the deer. But, you know, when the fawns are very young and they haven't learned to really stand up on their feet in the early stages after birth, they would be prey to foxes and stuff like that. So, you know, the mothers hide them in the grass while they go off and feed and then come back to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, so there are loads of other natural wildlife up there. Obviously, just wander around. Even if you go down to one or two of the lakes and hang around for a little while, lots of ducks and boars and swans and stuff like that. And of course, we have the zoo, which is, we've seen massive investment in the zoo over the last 10 or 20 years. And it really, again, is, I think only a couple of weeks ago, I seen pictures on social media of queues around the block at the zoo before the kids went back to school. So, again, it really is a fabulous amenity we have with the zoo.
Yeah, well, I'm sure from our youth, we all remember Mark going to Dublin Zoo as one of the big highlights of our childhood.
Yeah.
And that's continued to this day. And they have huge numbers at the zoo when the children are on school holidays.
Yeah.
And it's probably, they're over the 1 million mark now as regards tourists. And we not only have people from Dublin, but from the country, from Northern Ireland, and even from England are coming over, especially just to visit the zoo in the summertime.
Yeah, and as you say, changing all the time. So, Roy, you've got this event coming up the weekend. Is there any other events? You mentioned about the Meet the Reindeer coming up around Christmas. Any other events in the calendar over the next few weeks that maybe people would be interested in going and taking part in?
Yeah, well, we have a full programme of events. We have, for the children, we will have pumpkin carving with Dale Treadwell for Halloween. He's a natural and environmental guy, and he comes and he gives a little talk to the children on the environment, and then we go outside, and which is great fun and quite messy, and we carve pumpkins.
Yeah.
Birdwatch Ireland have been doing a series of walks and talks in the Phoenix Park. They have another event coming up on the 30th of October at 6:30 p.m. So it's a midnight walk in the woods where you have to bring your torch.
Oh, lovely. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, so you can also go online to phoenixpark.ie and you can download our brochure or view it as a PDF online and see what's coming up. We have a Christmas here at the Visitor Centre. We have choirs singing, usually from the local schools, which is great to have our neighbours here.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a live crib. We'll have a donkey and a calf and some sheep.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, so it's been a great success the last 2 years we've had it, very popular with the children.
Yeah. Just one other thing. I mean, the Phoenix Park for me at this time of year when I was growing up, it was always going up to get the Conkers. Kids don't seem to do that anymore, unfortunately. Well, my kids don't anyway. Yeah. Do you still see kids going around there throwing the old branch to try to knock the Conkers out of the tree?
Yes, we have, and it would probably be the grandfathers who remember with the Conkers when they were children. So they come with their grandsons and granddaughters, and they're knocking the Conkers down off the trees. So yeah, it does still continue.
Yeah,
not as much as it used to be. There used to be crowds because you know the competition with video gaming as well. So it's great to see the children out in the fresh air in the winter doing simple things like that.
Yeah, I think I'll have to get me on two lads out and take them up in the next week over the next week or so and give them a big. Say what do you do with that? You just throw it up there and you knock these them green things, you knock them off.
That's whoa. It, yeah.
Listen,
it's great to see them.
It is great to see them. Roy, just before we go, just to remind people, this coming weekend, Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th, Living History Weekend, and it's at the Visitor Centre Phoenix. In the park.
Yeah. That's right, Phoenix Park Visitor Centre, Mark, and it's from 11 to 5. Both days. Everybody is welcome. And it's free, and there's free parking on site as well.
Right. Thanks very much, mate, for chatting to us today, and we wish you the best of luck, and congratulations to yourself and the OPW and everybody up there in the park for the wonderful work you do, because it's an amenity for the whole city and country to be proud of.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Roy. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.